Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. It is Thursday evening, January 26th, a little after 10 p.m. Eastern. It means it's time for our weekly bracket rundown show. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined up top here by David Griggs and Joey Fortson. Right down below me is John Stalika. To his sides, David Dorman and John Tytel. We've got a full cast here to go ahead and do what the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee would do if they did it all in an hour and they did it on a Thursday evening in January. Right, did I get that right?
Pretty much. One of the things we've never said this, we're not exactly trying to guess what the committee would do if today were Selection Sunday so much as we're trying to show you what we would do if we were the committee. I believe that's right. That's how I do my seed lists. I know that we have a selection committee guessing expert. He's one of the best people in the world at it in Tytel. So his brackets are trying to guess what the committee would do. But for this particular exercise, we are our own committee.
Yeah. And what the actual committee does is three things. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, they select the at-large teams, the 36 at-large teams, which they add to the 32 automatic bids. That gives them a field of 68. They then seed those teams 1 through 68, and they then create a bracket from it. What we are going to do tonight is kind of simultaneously pick the at-large bids as well as seed them. Every time we put the first team in from a conference, it's going to be considered to be the automatic bid from that conference. We're going to basically build a seed list out of everybody, 1 through the end of the at-larges. I'm going to fill in the remaining automatic bids at the bottom of the bracket at the end of the show, which you can catch last night in our Under the Radar show for more discussion. After we're done, because it's incredibly boring to watch while we do it, we're going to create the bracket. That'll be posted down below. If you looked at it already, you ruined the show, and just might as well just skip the show and come back next week for something else, right?
And it's a debate. we're not going to agree, and we're going to get things wrong. Well, I have the perfect seed list, and I think we should just make that our seed list, Chad.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the screen share here of the actual page we're going to be using this evening. This is a list of numbers 1 through 68. As you can see, the larger numbers to the left there are approximately what the C number is. It is the actual C number until the 10 or 11, until around the 11 line. It may be that they're with the first four, they're maybe five or six 11 seeds and not 12 seeds, but I put it on the 12 line just for because that's where it generally kind of falls out. 16A and 16B. The 16B teams are the ones that are in the first four going to Dayton. The other two are the 16 seeds that don't go to the first four. A few terms we may use tonight include protected seed, which means basically anybody in the top four lines. First ballot team, which means basically anybody in the top eight lines. Inside the bubble, which means you're in the field. On the bubble, which means you may or may not be in. Outside the bubble is anybody that Griggs gives us when he mounts his teams because he likes bad basketball better.
I like bad basketball, but the teams I have in this tournament are good.
Last final note, we are recording this, as I mentioned, left at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Anything that goes final after 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern tonight is not being considered. USC, UCLA is going on as we record this. Purdue, Michigan's going on. Arizona plays later tonight. None of those games factored into this discussion unless they go final during the show.
Yeah, and then we might do a scrub.
Griggs, I'm going to let you start things off, and then we'll get to everybody else in here. Give me your top four teams right now, and the order really does matter, especially at the top four lines, not so much after that. But
so this is the one line, and it is the correct one line, I might add. My number one overall team is not who the voters have been voting for. I have the Alabama Crimson Tide. The reason being is that I like their win at Houston. I think it's better than Purdue's best win. I know they have two losses, but I think the teams they lost to were better than the team that Purdue lost to. And on top of that, Alabama, minus their last game against Mississippi State, has just been blowing tournament caliber teams out of the water on the road. You could argue that Purdue, who is my overall number two, has more quad one wins and maybe has, depending on what you value on the paper, might have a better resume. But as far as I just think Alabama's got a better team and there's enough on their resume to indicate that. My number three overall team has done something that only one other team has done, and that's beat two probable protected seeds on the road. I have Kansas State at number three overall. And the other team that I mentioned that also now has two wins against protected seeds on the road, one of them spectacularly, is the TCU Horned Frogs.
Jesus.
Okay. I really apologize to everybody for going to Griggs first. And so let's move on.
Let's get, okay, on to the
Griggs,
line
you're
right
on
now.
Mute. Let's move on here. Joby, let me start with you. Tear this apart. I was listening and I accepted his argument on the top two teams in the order, even though I don't agree with it, but then it just went to hell, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, two wins against protected.
I don't want to get
into the
rabbit hole of one versus two, because those are one and two, Purdue and Alabama. Yeah. I would have Purdue due to the overall record. Let's stop there, because that's a piddly argument compared to the other components of this line. Kansas State, I actually have them, I thought, higher than most. I actually have them on the next line, which I know a lot of people have them as a three. I actually do have them as a two. So I'm sympathetic, but no, there are Houston, even with the Temple loss, should be here. And then the other team I have, at for the wealth of wins and they bringing down the number, their top conference mate that was also competing for this, I have Tytel's Arizona Wildcats. TCU, I don't have for a little while. Now, I mean, not saying they're not a protected seed, but I don't have them here, and I don't have them on the next line.
They've got two wins against protected.
Griggs, we heard
on the
from
road,
you.
On the road is not the only criteria here. Overall record does matter to a degree as well.
Yeah, Tytel, what do you think? Is Joby right that we should be having Houston and Arizona here? And I really don't get a team that lost at home to Northwestern State, but at least the Kansas State argument, I think, to be made a little bit of sense.
The reason they lost to Northwestern State by one is because they had some injuries. So even though you didn't get it, Chad, like there is an explanation for it. Although, as you pointed out, like half our audience just turned off after seeing the one line.
It's the correct line.
We're already taking those teams off. I'm going to drop them down under consideration. Joe, we mentioned Houston and Arizona. I'm sorry. I almost said Arizona State. Would those be the two correct teams?
I think Houston is definitely in there, despite the shocking upset by Philly Pride Temple Owls. As far as the fourth, I think it is wide open. I think that depending on how the USC game goes as we speak, UCLA has a decent argument despite their loss to my Wildcats. Tennessee's been winning a lot, including a win over Kansas. Even though the Jayhawks have lost a lot of games, they've been doing it to good teams. So I honestly don't know who the fourth is. I have Kansas, but there's an argument for several other teams.
All right, Tytel, you are absolutely right. Kansas has been losing to good teams like TCU, who deserve.
Let's hear from somebody else, please.
And
Dorman, your
State.
Thoughts.
Greg, keep going.
Your thought on this argument, you know, let's put Alabama, Purdue, Houston, and who's the fourth team, I think, is maybe the question here.
I am absolutely with Houston as the third. Yeah. As much as I would love to put my Wildcats there, I actually have Tennessee. All they do is win. We have the Kansas win, a tough loss on the road to Arizona. But my fourth number one seed are the Volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, they both have losses to non-tournament teams. Arizona has three losses to non-tournament teams. Tennessee only one. That's
correct.
And I've been kind of on this anti-Tennessee team thing for a while here, but you get it here though. But Arizona did beat Tennessee. Don't you have to look at the head-to-head at some point, especially if you're
show me Tennessee.
Absolutely,
win
Tennessee has a great win, but they're certainly protected seed. They're certainly in discussion for the next line or the line after that. My problem is they don't actually have a ton of tournament level wins, unless you say Maryland is sinking like a rock lately, and USC maybe they're in tonight, maybe they're not.
The winner of the Tennessee Texas game, I think, has this last spot in the one line to me.
That then Tennessee shores up a little bit of their resume weakness that they have, unfortunately, tonight, Thursday.
No road wins against tournament teams. Whereas TCU and K-State both have two wins against
Tennessee. Greg, you've already been outvoted. Don't make me put you on mute. Stalika. of these seven teams, actually of the five other than K-State TCU, who would you have as your fourth one seed?
Initially, after Alabama and Purdue, I was thinking of a best two out of three between Houston, Kansas, and Kansas State right here. I think for the time being, we have to give Kansas State the benefit of the doubt for head-to-head for beating the Jayhawks right here. So if Kansas were to lose to Kentucky again, then we're going to start thinking of the Jayhawks as needing work to do to get back to the one line right here.
I've heard a lot of teams mentioned here. I think K-State, unfortunately, is the only team I've heard mentioned twice, even though one of them was by Griggs, who shouldn't even count.
I had the one line correct.
We'll go with Kansas State because it's the only team that multiple people seem to like here, which is the two road wins
against protected seeds. You know who else does? You know who else has two road wins against protected seeds?
Okay, that's it. Where's the mute button? Joby, I'm not that crazy about what we did on the one line, but we've done it. Thanks to Salika, maybe, but can we at least make things a little bit more sane on the two line here?
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, because I had Arizona, it's my final one. Arizona obviously pops off here, without doubt. And you know what? Let's give some more Pac-12 love and with UCLA here.
Especially with they're up. I mean, it's not final yet, but they're up big against USC as we
right. And despite the slump, and just a week ago, I was fighting for Kansas on the one line. Still, hey, get over it. The slump continued, but not this far. So Kansas gets the call. Yeah, Kansas gets the call, and I'll stay in the Big 12. I still cannot believe what Texas is doing without Chris Beard. I am, but they are. And Texas stayed the ship. I like Texas here. Once again, Tennessee, Texas, certainly the winner is going to be on this line or even higher. But Tennessee needs more meat on the bone to get there. They are my number nine, but they need more meat, in my opinion, to get to the two. I know I'm probably in the minority on that, but that's.
I might be with you, but Tytel, what do you think about this? Let's start with this Tennessee Texas debate, and then we'll go to the entire seed line here.
Coin flip. I mean, Texas has beaten Gonzaga. Tennessee's beaten Kansas. Texas has been doing it without Coach Beard, as Joby said. I think they're both in line for a two seed.
Right. Well, if you are going to give them both a two seed, would you knock one of these other three teams down, or do we have to kind of coin flip for the final spot right now?
I believe it's called a coin flip, Chad.
Okay, it's called a coin flip.
I like Texas.
Salika, what do you think about that coin flip argument there? Tennessee, Texas, and again, these other three teams as well.
I would probably give Tennessee a slight edge just because at least they have an NCAA tournament quality win away from home in Kansas. Texas, I think the best they have was against West Virginia, which may or may not make our field. They may be more towards the bubble range if they do get in right here. So I would give the edge to the Vols.
Okay, you give the edge to the Vols. Well, Tennessee's true road wins don't have a true road win against the field. It's a neutral court win. I mean, it's a very good neutral court win, but it's a neutral court win.
Well, considering it's a protected seed, I can live with that.
Okay. That's fair. Dorman, what do you think about this argument?
I don't have Kansas on the two line. I have Tennessee on the two line.
Okay, you
have put Kansas. The recent slide really is worrisome to me. I got Tennessee ahead of Kansas.
Kansas having lost three games in a row.
Correct.
Albeit they were to TCU at home, big.
At home.
TCU at home. And then at Baylor and at K-State were the other two losses.
I can live with the road loss. The home loss where they got drilled to TCU is worrisome. Knocks them down to a three seed.
Joby, could you live with that? If that's the move, let's just give them both, give Tennessee and Texas both on the slide, drop Kansas down.
I know it's because of the head-to-head on a neutral court. But I like Kansas. I won't, as Tytel often says, won't veto, but Kansas's depth of wins against the field, we're talking seven. That might be the most. And so the teams you play in March, I'm a bit that just like Griggs hangs on to road wins, maybe, too much. I hang on to, are you beating the teams you're going to play in March and April? And Kansas has done that. But the recent slide, Dorman is making it's a very reasonable argument. I just want to see Tennessee beat Texas to get me there. That's all.
Fair.
Dorman, let me stick with you. Why don't you give us the three line here? We will drop Kansas and leave TCU still under consideration. We went from number three overall to the three line.
I know four, number one. They should really be up on the one line.
They may be on the four line.
They have two road wins against protected teams.
I still think we have two more Big 12 teams to get to before we get to TCU. Actually, three if you include Kansas, but go ahead, Dorman.
There's an argument.
Did you see what TCU did to Kansas?
Dorman. Here's an argument. This whole three seed line could be the Big 12. Kansas, please. TCU. Iowa State.
Do it. Do it.
I'm with you. I have Baylor on the three line. I really do.
They lost to a team on a neutral court that is more deserving. I'll just hint, hint.
I mean, it's Joby, you want a hint? Hint?
Yeah,
should we go with four Big 12 teams, or does one of you guys drop down?
I know it's cute to have all Big 12 teams here, but Virginia's more deserving head to head, if anything, than Baylor and TCU. As a matter of fact, I'd have them ahead of both of those, but I would have. I agree on Kansas, obviously, because of the prior argument. And I do love Iowa State's resume in a similar way to the reason I love Kansas. I mean, you know, so many just strong wins against the field with Texas, K-State, Baylor, you know, TCU. So and for good measure, North Carolina. So I really like Iowa State, you know, among this group, along with Kansas. And then Virginia would be my next. And then you can pick the last Big 12 team off that.
Stalika, should Baylor be the team to drop off? And is it maybe Virginia that needs to be up here?
I would have listened to the argument of Baylor as a protected seed, maybe on the four line right here. This is probably going to be a little bit early right here. I would look at Virginia and Gonzaga as possible alternatives right here. And considering Virginia has beaten the aforementioned Baylor Bears, I probably could give an edge to the Hoos right here.
Yeah, Titan, what do you think? Is Virginia the right fourth team here to go with three Big 12 teams?
No veto.
So you would agree, let's put this Virginia team. All right, let's go ahead. Let's put this Virginia team in here to finish this line.
All right.
We do get, along with Kansas, TCU, and Iowa State. Baylor did not quite make it. I wanted to do it just for the sake of doing it. It's like kind of pressure Dorman to do it.
It also helps, but I
probably would have personally had them down on the seed line as well. But
it also helps with seeding as long as you don't have a six seed from the Big 12.
Correct.
If you have a six seed from the Big 12, you got a problem. You have to move some things around, definitely. Titel, let me go to you here on the four line. We have Gonzaga and Baylor under consideration, but we need four teams, and I have a problem getting to four when I got to my four line personally. Yeah.
So I like the two we have under consideration in either order, with the X factor being if Jonathan Chamochachua comes back, Baylor could jump multiple lines. But again, that's just speculation at this point. As far as the other two, Stalika mentioned earlier, three teams for two spots. I think we have the same problem here. And I think we should go to Stalika because I think it's three Big East teams, ironically, for the two spots. UConn, Marquette, and Xavier.
So which two would you go for?
Oh, there's two of those that I like UConn a lot more based on the month
they've had, but that's just me.
You got Naka, so you'd go Xavier, Marquette.
I would.
Excellent choice. Yeah.
All right, Griggs, I'll let you speak again because I've been cutting you off but your thoughts, did we nail this? Did we get this right? Gonzaga, Baylor, Xavier, Marquette, UConn?
I think we absolutely did. I actually had that same order. Okay. I think Marquette might jump over Xavier by the time the year's over. But as of today, I think Xavier's done a little bit more. Gonzaga is interesting, and I want to cover them just to cover them. Not that I have an argument, but their paper looks a lot better than they do. Are you all with me on that?
Here's the thing with Gonzaga. What their paper is great is these four neutral court wins that happened in November and early December.
Yeah.
And so what you've seen on the court since then has been either the home loss to Loyola Marymount or close wins against Santa Clara, BYU, San Francisco.
Those and types. Pacific so, was not a blowout.
Pacific, yeah.
Yep.
But let's go back here and just real quick. Stalika, are you with this line also?
I am absolutely with you as far as Gonzaga, Baylor, and Xavier right here. Okay. I don't think we can really be considering UConn as far as protected seed goes until they start stringing together wins again.
Yeah. Well, we only put them under consideration.
Yep. And even Marquette, the one main problem I would have with the Golden Eagles right here is all of their wins, albeit quality ones, have come at home, being Baylor, Creighton, UConn, and Providence. They do have decent road wins like Villanova and Seton Hall, but we're not going to be talking about them in this field tonight.
All right. Well, Stickley, why don't I stick with you? Because I think the four line, I thought the four line would be tough, but it seems it wasn't nearly as tough as I thought it was going to be. Why don't you give me your five line?
Well, as far as the five line right here, this is probably where I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with Miami right here. This is a team that I've been high on, probably the second best team in the ACC.
Very good.
I'm also going to go with UConn, even though they've been in a slide of late, but they have enough meat on the bone, as Joby likes to say, from November and December that's been left over.
Yeah.
Indiana, I think, has been improving enough that I'm okay having them on the five line, even though they nearly did something awful last night.
Nearly. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's going to be a win over Minnesota. Yeah. That's all.
And I think I'm also going to go ahead and I don't want to quite add Providence yet, so I'm going to go ahead and nominate Maryland as far as my last number five.
That kind of came out of left field for Maryland. Pull Maryland up immediately.
Here's Maryland.
this is just a horrendously poor resume.
Yeah, I got a 13-17 team with a 4-5 conference record. I think there's three or four teams we get to in the Big Ten before we get to Maryland personally.
Yeah,
as well.
Road win at Louisville is the only one. That is.
Oof. Yeah, well, one road win, it's gets net 334. Dorman. Do you agree with his first three picks of Miami, UConn, Indiana before we get to this Maryland discussion?
I can live with it. I don't have anything to veto.
Okay, how about Maryland?
No.
Where would you go instead? Would you go Providence, who we mentioned, or no, would you go somewhere else?
I think I'm a little higher on this team than most, but I got St. Mary's here in the last spot in the five line.
Yeah, I love them.
Joby, what do you think? Should we go with the Gales here? Then?
I do have St. Mary's in the sixth line, but I think there is a team that I actually like deeper in the five line than what we're saying. And Chad, that's your guys.
Yeah. I really like what
Rutgers done. And remember, Rutgers has a win over the one or two overall seed that we, depending what we like between Purdue and Alabama, I think it's clear it's between those two. And then other meat on the bone, including the Indiana team that's being mentioned, I think a little prematurely, by the way, Northwestern and Maryland. just as a note, I like Rutgers here. I think there's a lot of, I think Rutgers has that depth. I have them actually, when you look at this, I actually have them as the number 19 team overall. I would not have, I'd actually be more supportive of St. Mary's than Indiana right now, though the loser of that is on the next line. So it's not the end of the world.
And if you remember head to head, Rutgers did beat Indiana. So
yeah, Rutgers beat Indiana. Rutgers tops out a little higher. Maryland is a pastime.
Tytel, what do we do with this? Because I've heard we should have Rutgers. I heard we should have St. Mary's. I've heard we should have Indiana.
I'm going with Jersey Chad's Arena. I agree that St. Mary's is certainly in the mix here, but I think that we need to wait a week and a half to see how they do when the Zags come to town, because that could really like make or break their season in terms of winning the conference and seed line, like multiple drop or something like that. The Hoosiers, they've been looking really good. Like, I still think I would lean towards, I think I would take St. Mary's over Indiana, actually, because I like them that much.
So you go
St. Mary's. Let me just throw it out there. Are we ignoring the Illinois profile here at this point? They did beat UCLA and Texas, Griggs, both away from home, and they really don't have any bad losses.
They don't. I'm not as enamored by them. I mean, it tops out pretty high, but have they won? Like, how hard was it to win the games that they've won
Beat UCLA in Texas? Yeah, pretty hard, I think. And Michigan State, by the way.
I don't quite like them up
and
here.
And Wisconsin.
But I have them in my field.
So I think that what I heard was Rutgers and St. Mary's with Indiana dropping down as the line here. And that's kind of what we end up doing this. So Indiana dropping down.
Indiana wanted Xavier. That's hard.
I will throw Illinois under consideration as well, along with Providence and Maryland. And Grease, let me go back to you. We did end up going with Rutgers and St. Mary's there, and let you go ahead and give us the sixth line.
Okay. I'm updating my notes here. We've
got Providence, Indiana, Illinois, Maryland under consideration. If you want four teams to consider here.
Yeah, I've got Providence, Indiana. I actually have Florida Atlantic, which I know is way up here. And I just can't stand Maryland.
Maryland shouldn't be wearing white. I'm dead serious on that. Yeah, you have a backing on Griggs. That's just one I'm not there on.
Yeah, the next one is it's a Big Ten team, but it's not Illinois. It's Northwestern.
No.
What?
That should not be
wrong. Well, wait. There's two other Big Ten teams that you could have been mentioned here, other than Northwestern, which I will throw under consideration, but. I will also throw under consideration both Wisconsin and Michigan State, who should also be.
Yeah.
If we're talking
okay, Michigan State, yes. Wisconsin has what are they like? I mean, to me, it's okay. Just the tailspin they've been in.
Yeah.
I have them in, but not this high. And like, pull up Northwestern real quick.
Okay.
I
like Northwestern as a tournament team. Not this high.
the thing with me is you put Michigan State under consideration. Northwestern won there. They won in Indiana, and they beat Illinois, albeit at home. I just think when you look at how hard it was to do that, that's pretty damn hard compared to Michigan State, who has not done any – what they've done isn't as hard.
I tell.
And they didn't beat like Northwestern won at Michigan State.
Okay, Tytel, can you get us some sanity here? Maybe I think I've heard enough love for Providence and Indiana, but these other two spots, this line are just going to hell, I think.
I'll give you some sanity on FAU very quickly. Like,
okay.
If they finish 32-1 and like including the conference tourney, I'll listen to them as a sixth seed, but like, I need a little more. Like, forget meat. Like, there's no bone here. There's like Florida and North Texas. I know they're on the road, but like, I need more.
Yeah, they don't have a win over anybody that's going to be in the tournament field unless, unless Northern Kentucky, I think, is our current pick for the Horizon League. So that's about all you got. Let's hold for.
How about another team for under consideration? And I know that might be kind of early, is New Mexico.
Yes, Griggs, we're trying to fill out the field here, not put teams up five rounds too early. Dorman, what do you think on the slide here?
Well, New Mexico was my next team.
I think Griggs had the right conference there with New Mexico, but I'm with San Diego State.
Okay, now right, we have everybody under consideration, so we are not
New Mexico wanted here. San Diego State.
Yeah, I think San Diego State's resume is strong enough to right here at a six seed, and deservedly so. I think they're in my. I have San Diego State in the pecking order before Florida Atlantic.
Stalika, what do you think?
That's a good. I mean, they won at New. I like New Mexico.
Okay, your name really is not. Your, win at your name is still not Stalika. Yeah. Stalika, what do you think?
Well, about a week ago, I would have given New Mexico the edge, having beaten San Diego State. They did give that back a little bit by losing at Nevada in double overtime right here. But when you also look at the fact that they've also won at St. Mary's, which they might be the only team to do. I think I will stick with the Lobos right here. We need a little more meat on the bone for San Diego State here, because that Ohio State win is also fading by the day.
Joby, you want to make a decision here on what two?
Well,
teams should be in?
Mountain West team will get any love, so that just throws those guys.
One more so
like
who
that,
would you go with?
Illinois. And. Oh, God. Can I say the team that Griggs – I want to make Griggs's head explode.
You're going to say Duke, aren't you?
I want to make his head explode.
No, it's not Maryland.
No, it's who Maryland hates more than life itself.
Duke.
The Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah. Pull up, Duke.
They beat Xavier on a neutral. I know you don't like neutral versus road. I do like neutral versus as part
okay.
of that
here's Xavier the thing.
Win is very important in the, that. Capacity.
They've done crap. Ohio State is not a good road
Miami
team at
and
all.
Xavier are in our field. Iowa, we probably should be talking about a little bit when we throw out all those Big Ten teams. Yeah, I mean, this is a very solid. Pitt is right on the edge of being in or out here, and Ohio State is probably out. I agree with you. It's probably out, but it is a
this
nice
is just,
high
he's
NIT
just this is yeah. what you call well, he doesn't actually think Duke is good. He's just doing it in I will retaliate. I will start nominating Mountain West teams. I'm going to get the standings out and just start at the bottom and go up.
Hi, Tal. Providence, Indiana, Illinois, Duke. Is that the line, or should we substitute so somebody in for Duke or Illinois?
Duke is not in my field.
Because so we got to move on here.
I think it would be fantastic to have an all Big Ten line, but that's going to be on the 7 line, not the 6 line. So I would sub out the 2 IUs for the Aztecs, and I can't believe nobody's mentioning Auburn. I know they lost, but like,
thank you.
Google yeah. Buzz has a yes. good team this year.
Yeah, so Auburn deserves to be mentioned. I don't have them here, but Auburn deserves it over two-thirds the teams we have on the under consideration.
But you would leave Sandy, you would leave Duke there, yes?
Yes, but again, my motive is to have an all Big Ten line on the 7 line, but that's a bad reason. I guess.
Yeah, that is a categorically bad reason. Another Duke, bad
okay, I got it. We got to move on. Dorman, final call. Providence, Indiana, San Diego State, Duke. Is that our line?
Do not let the terrorists win, Dorman. Get rid of Duke.
I have Auburn on the 7 line. I'm good with the 6 line. No okay, veto.
We got a no veto. That means we can move on. Joby,
no, no,
I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you.
We can't have Duke on this.
That okay,
Joby. You want to give us 4 Big Ten teams?
I actually, no, not 4 Big Ten teams, but I'll give 3. Okay. I'll give 3. Let's go with Illinois. You know, I like Illinois because I had them on the previous line. So okay. Illinois is up. I'll go with Michigan State. I'll go with Michigan State. I'll go with Iowa. I like Iowa more than the slide of Wisconsin. I don't like Maryland's resume. And boy.
How about Northwestern then?
You always love Wisconsin, Joby.
And then we've got to, and then the team that beat Northwestern that's on our board is actually the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah. Right. I think Auburn and New Mexico, one of those two has got to at least.
Well, and I would actually, I'll just go ahead and preempt it. I think because San Diego State is actually leading the conference right now, I actually do go with San Diego State over New Mexico, but it is close.
We got San Diego State in on the 6th line already. So
yeah. So oh, that's right, they're in. Yeah. Okay, sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Titel, both, huh? Titel, what do you think about Joby's line here? Almost all Big Ten.
It's almost good enough. I think that it's hard to say that like. The Michigan State Iowa loser from a couple hours ago, like they both, since one of the teams lost, I find it hard ordinarily to say that both should make the same line. I would think one would drop the loser, but I was on the road in East Lansing and I was missing Patrick McCaffrey still with the mental health stuff. So like, I get it. I really think the Tar Heels need to get under consideration at least, if not here. When you're only lost, I'll defer to the ACC guy. When you're only lost the entire month of January is at Virginia by 7. That impresses me, even though the teams they beat are not the top of the league. I get it.
Or the middle.
No, they are the middle. Yeah. And that they finally got the road win of, you know, quote unquote note. You know,
their next 4 weeks are going to defy the season, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But they did last year, too. I don't think they're ready. They're an 8-9 seed team.
No, they're not.
And that's reasonable. But I don't think they boot one of the 7, you know, the folks that I've listed on the 7.
Well, okay. I just don't think those games are hard to win. Ohio State isn't that good. NC State's crap on the road. Like, I think the win last night at Syracuse was probably their hardest game to win. That's not a hard schedule.
Okay. We do got to get things rolling here, though. Dorman, are you okay with this line?
Yes, I am.
Then I'm going to let you go ahead and take the 8 line. And we've got still 6 teams under consideration, including the plummeting Maryland Terrapins, who've been up there for a while. It might still be up there for a while.
I put North Carolina, New Mexico, Florida Atlantic.
Great.
This last spot is tough for me.
You still wouldn't go Northwestern then?
Yeah, it's tight, but I'll go with Northwestern here, yes.
Okay. Because I do think, Griggs, you made a good argument about Northwestern as an 8 seed, but you made it on the 6 line. That was my problem with what you did.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you beat the teams that are ahead of them.
What do you think of his picks, though? I know you don't like North Carolina. Let's forget about the North Carolina. What about the other?
Well, three? Okay, aside from North, I just don't think North Carolina belongs anywhere near here. And how about this team? How about look at Texas A&M?
What?
God.
What?
Okay,
what?
Put them next. Well, I'm making a point. Put them next to North Carolina.
Okay, you want them next to North Carolina. Okay, so you want a team with a bunch of bad losses versus a team with no bad losses. You want a team with
they've got a couple,
one quality win versus a team
Auburn that won big at Auburn
and that won big at Auburn and did nothing else. Griggs
won at Florida.
Is Florida going to be in this?
Florida Atlantic did too. Hey,
yeah. I'll throw Texas A&M down here at line 11.
No, I don't have that. I just don't think I think Clemson, Pittsburgh, a lot of teams would be a lot better than Wisconsin, North Carolina.
Did he go right conference but wrong team when he mentioned A&M? Should we be talking about the Kentucky Wildcats at this point?
Not quite. Yet. No.
Okay.
This is my where Kentucky, they've recovered. I have them in the field, so to speak. And they have a very singular article on that word, a very nice win. I want more. It's my Tennessee argument, ironically, since Tennessee was that great win. My argument stands with Kentucky. I'm not punishing them saying they are sitting in the NIT, but I do want more. They will get the opportunity to deliver more starting this weekend.
Joey, that's a good point.
Do it before I put them beyond the 10-11 spot.
Okay, so let's not give the spot to a North Carolina team that has even less.
No, North Carolina has beaten teams that are listed in this field.
Cool.
So.
We will get to NC State.
We're about to get to discussing
several teams.
By the way, one of those teams, we always forget that game, is a team that you, rightfully, I might add, promote very highly above the average person.
Agreed.
Stalika, do we have this line right then with these four teams, Carolina, New Mexico, Florida Atlantic, Northwestern?
I think we're a little bit early as far as Florida Atlantic right here. I think you people have punished me enough for Maryland, but at some point you're going to have to give them some credit for the wins against Miami and Illinois. Not to mention Miami was on a neutral floor. They still have a win against Wisconsin that's holding some weight. Granted, the win against Ohio State is losing weight right here. But the Terps do not have bad losses compared to some of the other teams that have been brought up right here.
I got to say, though, FAU has 2 tier one road wins. When I look for Maryland's road win, I look to 334 net.
And that's the only one.
I think Maryland is a tournament team. I just think we're still a couple lines early, personally.
Well, and this is where the Syracuse win by North Carolina differentiates. I think that Maryland certainly would have the advantage.
Tytel, why don't we go on to the 9 line? We do have 4 teams under consideration and another team that's listed on the board for you to pick from, but you can go any 4 teams you like.
So I want to get NC State on the board, not just under consideration. I thought that Terquavion Smith might have been gone for the year after his horrific injury against the Tar Heels. Somehow he bounces back 3 days later with 17 points, 6 assists, and 3 steals in a home win over Notre Dame, which I understand is Notre Dame. But using the Carolina argument, their only ACC loss all month was to the Tar Heels when one of their best players had to leave on a stretcher. So
okay. Yeah, pull. Yeah, good. We
okay.
Have
okay. Let him get his four teams, okay. Please, Griggs.
Yeah.
I still don't think Maryland is here just yet, but I'm tired of seeing Stalica sit there in so much pain. So let's put him in just to ease his pain. And then it seems like everybody loves Kentucky and Northwestern, which I don't have a huge problem with. I really think that like the X factor for Arkansas is that if Nick Smith Jr. comes back, the projected lottery pick, they might jump up multiple lines, but he's not yet. So I can see leaving him out. Yeah, I will go Kentucky Northwestern just to please the crowd.
We have Northwestern on the 8 line.
Well, how come they're under consideration?
Oh, that was my bad. that was my bad. I apologize for that. Okay. That was my bad then.
Then let's ruin Joby's day by getting in Boise State.
Thank you.
Good pick.
Very good pick.
Okay.
My God.
Let's examine. Chad, can you pull up NC State?
Can you pull up Boise State?
I'll pull up NC State versus Boise State. We're putting them both on this line along with.
Well, okay. I want to. Let's look at NC State and let's look at their wins. Let's pull up Duke.
Well, you just asked me to pull up Boise State.
How good of a win is beating Duke at home? I want to see what Duke's done on the road this year. Is that a good win? Is that a hard game to win?
Okay, Dorman. Okay,
Duke is 1-4 on the road.
Dorman.
NC State has not won a game that's hard to win.
Dorman, let's get some sanity in this discussion here. NC State, Kentucky, Boise State, Maryland. Okay, we're talking 9 seeds. We're not talking teams with great resumes at this point.
I understand. Yeah. I still have Wisconsin on this line. Yeah. I have Wisconsin ahead of Maryland still in the Big Ten pecking order.
All right. Joby, would you agree with that? Should we dump Maryland in one more line and maybe put Wisconsin in here? Or maybe Boise Arkansas?
Instead of Maryland. Boy, and I'm serious on this. I'm not just being the typical cliched Mountain West hater here. Boise's not beating anybody. They haven't beaten it. They beat Nevada. Come on.
Let me get Boise State back up there. Yeah. Boise State's win right now is Texas A&M.
They've had opportunity. I truly believe I'd rather have Charleston here.
Than
Boise. I really would. And it's not that's not a cliche thing. I don't think Charleston should be here. It should be the two Big Ten schools. Maryland, and Wisconsin make more sense to me than Boise.
All right. Stalica.
Maryland makes no
sense.
What
about going
Maryland? And yes, the ACC.
Yeah, Clemson. I mean,
Clemson is leading the ACC much in the same way San Diego State, with very few quality wins, is leading the Mountain West, and we have them.
I like Clemson infinitely more than NC State and North Carolina. That is like they went to Pittsburgh, they went to Virginia Tech. They've at least done something. And oh, yeah, they beat Duke, but beating Duke is easy.
Stalica, where do you want to go? Leave it. I think I hear enough love for NC State and Kentucky here, but what about these other two spots?
NC State and Kentucky, I'll live with right here. Mm-hmm. Boise State, I'll probably knock them down a line right here. I'm going to get Maryland in here no matter what.
Okay, and who'll be the fourth then?
And I'm going to go with Arkansas. They've been trending in the wrong direction.
They have zero
right
road
here.
Wins.
I swear, if I hear a road win one more time, I am leaving this podcast. I'm
Thank you. I think we all will. Don't worry.
And I will go ahead and mention Clemson right here, who maybe not so much as far as wins against the top half of the field right here. They do have enough wins against teams like NC State at Pitt, I might add, and also Wake Forest and Penn State, which we may or may not add to the field. So let's get the Tigers in.
All right, Dorman, do you think that's the way to go, though? Let's put Maryland and Clemson here with NC State and Kentucky. Could you live with that?
I could live with that, yes. Could live Maryland. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
I can
live. Okay, and then I think we got something we can live with here, and I think that's about where we're at this point, is getting getting teams in that we could all live with. So 3 out of 4, I tell teams to stay. Clemson comes in. Stalica, I'm going to give you the 10 line with Boise State, Arkansas, Charleston, and Wisconsin being seriously under consideration. Texas A&M on the board and Missouri not mentioned yet. So I'll throw that out there because I think they should be.
Well, Texas A&M can stay on the board, but I'm not going to add them here. I'm going to go ahead and get Charleston in right here because I'm surprised we haven't really added them in yet. I think Missouri, we should also go ahead and get them up here. I think they have enough wins against teams in the field right here where a 10 seed is about where they belong. And I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and get Wisconsin in here because this is also a team that's won at Marquette and they still have wins against Maryland and Penn State. They're going to hold a little bit of weight right here. And I think I'm going to go ahead and just put Arkansas in as my final number 10 right here.
Right. Joby, I kind of like his line.
I'm there. I'm with you, Salika. You got my back.
I tell we're unanimous because we're ignoring Griggs.
Yes, but I need to mention Stalika's hated word. And since he talked about the win at Marquette, that means I'm allowed to talk about RW. So an amazing stat about Wisconsin, like they've had an incredible schedule. I get it. And they do have some RWs, but do you know how many road wins they have in regulation all year? Isn't that amazing? Two road wins all year, both in overtime. Unbelievable. I mean, they count, but like unbelievable to me.
But they're two great wins as well.
I know.
Let's try to get an 11 line here. And Joby, let me go to you for the next. Why don't you give me three teams only? Because that will finish
three
out
teams.
The.
Right.
Yeah, because then we'll get to the first three teams. We'll finish out the at-large field.
Yeah. Okay.
Only one team left under serious consideration. That's Boise State.
And it's a team I despise. All right, Creighton. I'm going to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Creighton. Thank you. I yes. think it's the best. Creighton has improved their record enough to get up there. This is kind of just. You could argue that this is kind of Big 12 inertia because if you get wins, you're going to get it, but it's the Pitt win that gives me West Virginia.
I like it. And you know, because they finally got a win.
I mean, I hate their conference record, blah, 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 but it's just, you know,
it's actually within the conference. Aren't they 3-6 now? It's
2-6.
They're only 2-6. Okay.
And we're to a play-in game spot, right?
No, this will be the last
game before the play-in game. This team shouldn't be except in a play-in situation. All right, and I'm relegating Boise to the play-in game as well. So but they're at least in the darn tournament. I have them. Okay. Oh, Tytel, you're really going to hate me.
I already do, but go ahead.
Yeah, the team that beat Creighton.
Going to Arizona State.
I'm sorry, I can be talked out of that last one. I think the first two are clear for me, and then there's a whole lot of mess.
Okay, this is our last team to avoid the first four. I'll throw a name out there. Maybe Tytel. Should we be talking Memphis here?
Yeah, man? That's my team.
And I was almost Memphis was the team I said I want in the play-in, okay. But yeah, I can live with Memphis as the third.
I actually think, I mean, Memphis is solid. A bit of a home court hero, 10-0 at home, 3-4 on the road, 3-1 neutral. Decent schedule, nothing bad in tier three or tier four. But I think Joby actually is the wrong Pac-12 team. I'm going to predict the future and go with the Trojans. And hear me out because I can back it up. So
because of the score right now and the game where they come back to take the lead.
This is a tale of two seasons for them. So November, December, they were playing without their 7-1 five-star recruit, Vincent Iwuchukwu. Since he's been healthy, he's only played four games, but he's beaten Colorado, Utah, ASU on the road, and lost on the road to my Wildcats. If they beat the Bruins at home tonight, he's going to be 4-1 with a road loss at Arizona. That is a tournament resume.
First four resume. Tytel, you convinced me. Yes, I'll reverse my decision.
We will put USC there, Arizona State out. Salik, are you good with that?
Good with that, especially considering that Arizona State has missed out on opportunities now to get wins against Arizona, UCLA, and USC at home. So they may not even make the field if they can't get at least one of those wins on the road in the Pac-12 right here, because otherwise they're not really going to have any wins of note in the conference, and they'll be hanging on the Creighton win like a I don't even know a good metaphor for that for dear life.
We have four at-large spots left. Two of them will actually technically be the 11 line, and then one will show on the 12 line on the screen, and the other two will be definitely on the 12 line. Dorman, who would your first four teams be based on what we've gotten in so far? And we only have three under consideration for real. So if you want to go with Boise. Those three, still give me one more. Yep.
Boise, mm-hmm. Memphis.
You're going to say Arizona State or no?
No, and not because of my hatred. It's just, I just don't think, I like Ohio State's resume more than I like Arizona State's. Ooh. Oh, no. I know.
I can't argue that. I they would be my first team out, so I don't think it's an awful call. But I think there's one team that you forgot to mention, though, that nobody mentioned yet.
Yeah, I think we're thinking, we might
they be won, thinking the same they team. Won the Sammy Hagar game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They can't drive 55?
No. there was a play-in game this week that a team I like won.
Nevada.
Not Redmond,
but you're going to go Nevada, huh? That was not a team. Joby, what team were you thinking?
I was thinking of Pitt.
Yeah.
That's not the team I was thinking either.
I could live with it.
Oh, it was.
I was thinking Penn State.
The winner of Pitt Lake was going to be here. Yeah, and Pitt won it. I know it was in the Zoo, but Pitt also has other nice wins on top of that, you know, as well. You know, they obviously beat Virginia, but yeah, they beat NC State. Yeah, they've beaten the Northwestern team that we're kind of high on, rightfully so. So the Panthers have put together a very nice year. They had one slip up this past week, but I'm on the Panthers for now. And hey, they got to run through the tape, but they're there right now.
Riggs, Ohio State. I think I've heard a love for Boise State, Memphis, kind of being the first two here. It's the Ohio State, Nevada, or do we go with Pitt and Arizona State over them?
I would actually have Ohio State below everybody else that's on consideration. I like some things about all these teams, but if I'm picking one that we're looking at, it actually would be Pitt. Every team has its warts, every team has its strengths. I even though I'm not a huge fan of NC State, I like the home win against Virginia. Where that tops out is what puts it over the top for me for Pitt.
I think Buckeye fans at this point are content to throw Chris Holtman into the coaching transfer portal.
So, Stalika, would you put Pitt in here also? And over which one? Over Nevada or Ohio State?
I would absolutely put Pittsburgh in over Ohio State right here. And like I said, I think Penn State probably has a slight edge over Arizona State to put in Nevada. But if that's the same Penn State team that showed up against Rutgers, we're not going to be talking about the Nittany Lions for very long.
If Pitt, we have to have Penn State and Pitt in the first four game. Please.
As USC is putting the finishing touches on UCLA here, definitely justify what we did in the last round. Penn State, Nevada, maybe Arizona State for the last spot. Where would you go?
I'm not picking a team that scored 45 points the other night. I'm not picking ASU. So who do I have left to choose from?
Nevada or Penn State, or you want to go somewhere else entirely? Or Ohio State?
I kind of want to go A&M. ASU because I think they might win out, but I know that that's looking a little too far ahead. USC, I only have to look at 5 minutes, not 5 weeks. So I'll go with Nevada.
You'd go Nevada. Okay. I've heard a little bit more love for Nevada than I thought I would. Let me see here. Joby, can we live with this as our first four? Boise State, Memphis, Pitt, Nevada?
I have been convinced that the coolness factor of Penn State Pitt is worth it.
Okay. All right.
That if you want to say, want to get clicks?
Yeah.
Put it on the boards of both those schools.
Memphis, also a cool city. The city of the Blues, and they're taking on
Boise State.
Dayton isn't far from Pittsburgh or the state of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Boise has a blue field, but that was so lame I couldn't even finish the thought.
The only three teams four teams I guess we've discussed tonight that did not make the field were Nevada, Ohio State, Arizona State, and Texas A&M. Is there anybody else that is close that we did not discuss?
I want to throw one out there close, but one is Wake, and another team that I think might be working their way up is can Utah Valley make it happen, or are they just going to need the auto?
If we put Utah Valley, they're going as their auto bid anyhow.
Yeah.
I don't even have them in as the auto bid right now because they wouldn't even lead the conference.
Gotcha.
Although Seattle lost tonight.
I do have one team, Chad, that I have.
Okay.
In your home state, Seton Hall, they are looming and they'll have opportunities. They have a baseline of wins. They need their overall record to improve. But I think they have the opportunities to correct what's wrong.
Yeah, a team that has plenty of opportunities but probably won't be able to win them that I think we need to discuss a little bit is Oklahoma State as well.
Yes, that's true too.
Now, if they win out, I agree with you,
Ted. If they win out, they might be a one seed, Chris.
Yeah, they certainly have the opportunities.
Ty, tell anybody else that's anywhere close that you've even looked at, or is this it? Is this
so?
This
really I looked at the Gators. Morning. I know that 12-8 isn't going to get it done, but they've won 5 of 6. And talk about upcoming schedules: at Kansas State, host Tennessee, at Kentucky, at Alabama. Like, who's got a better chance for a one seed win or a tier one win than that team?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they were not that far off of my board either. A Dorman, anyone else that you've looked at?
The only team that I was just disappointed in. They probably crushed their own hopes this week was Kent State. But the Northern Illinois loss was devastating.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kent State will make the field, but as the MAC auto bid winner. Yeah. Sleeka, anyone else?
I think Oregon ran out of strikes in the Pac-12, and Utah keeps hitting foul tips to stay on strike two, shall we say. But I don't know how many other chances they'll have at quality wins in the Pac-12 the rest of the way.
Yeah, maybe if we're going to throw Oklahoma State up there, Oklahoma, another team we can at least throw on the board. But I think we're really stretching
when he sees Oklahoma's overall record, though.
Yeah,
it's tough. I think we've got everybody that's close. I will fill out the 12 line here. VCU, another team we haven't discussed tonight, but is really red hot in the A-10.
Yeah, pull them up. They were on my board, but like not close enough to the bubble to where we were going to discuss them. But
win on neutral court.
If anybody, they've got that. And the win at Dayton, not a tournament team, not in the bubble, but a team that's really good at home. I think they're going to get credit for that, even though Dayton's not a tournament team. If there's anybody from the A-10 that can play their way onto or even inside the bubble, I think it's VCU, and I think they're good enough to do it. They're good enough to win out the way they're playing now.
And I have them rated as the top auto bid winner. So if there is that step to make up now, they've leapfrogged over the Kent States and the Oral Robertses and those teams. Kent State fill out the 12 line. Let me really quickly fill in the 13 through 16 lines here. Maybe not as the screen vanishes. There we go. We got the 13 line Southern Illinois, Southern Miss, UC Santa Barbara, and Iona. 14 line Seattle. Although, like I said, after we started the show, they lost tonight, so that might change. Liberty, Eastern Washington, and Asheville. 15
if
line.
If you throw Sam Houston as the auto,
they would move up. They move up.
I think they could challenge. They could challenge Kent State and Oral Roberts at this stage.
Yeah, the problem is they're so far down in the standings of that conference right now.
Yeah.
You know, but that, you know, if they were to get it, you know, with their Utah and Oklahoma win, if you combine it, I actually think they'd have a good argument for the 12.
Yeah.
Kent State, see how Kent State and the others play out.
Yeah. We've got 15 line Princeton, Colgate, Northern Kentucky, who took save for the Horizon League tonight, and Vermont came out of nowhere to suddenly grab the lead in the America East. A very familiar name there. Samford in Southeastern Louisiana avoiding the first four. Morgan State, Tennessee Martin, your new leader in the OVC. Southern and Fairleigh Dickinson going to Dayton in the first four. On that note, though, I want to thank each of you for any other final thoughts on what we did tonight or anything else. And Stalika, let me start with you.
I've mentioned this before on podcasts. I'm pretty sure Boise State has their own wing in the Holiday Inn at Dayton for the playing games right here. Although
them in Arizona State.
I would imagine the third time will at least be a charm in that they will not have to face an A-10 foe this time around. LaSalle, Dayton are not going to be coming through that door. And even if VCU were to win out and lose in the A-10 title game, I don't see that happening right here. So hopefully the Broncos, if they do go to Dayton, Will the third time be the charm?
Joby.
Well, yeah, it's very interesting that Chad was mentioning, you know, we were just coming off of who's leading various conferences and stuff. That will play a role as we go forward. When you look at San Diego State versus New Mexico, if San Diego State maintains their lead in the Mountain West, they're going to be seeded higher, most likely. Clemson will not be a low nine seed if they actually wind up at the top of the ACC. The J&G this week just started implementing one of the components, which is conference leaders get a little bit of a boost. And so UCLA, you know, Arizona, watch those ones. These conferences do matter in terms of you're not necessarily you're standing within the conference except for the top spot. The committee definitely looks at that. If you pull off the double, as it were, winning both the regular season outright and the conference tournament, that has tended to lead to the committee giving you an extra seed line.
True. Dorman.
Yeah, I'm going to give the Big 12 some big props. This is an incredible season, what's going on. All these teams and their resumes just blowing me away. Road wins, out of conference was just ridiculous. They did incredible. They're on the one seed. They're all over the two. They've dominated our three line, and there's Baylor on the four who could move up at any point. To say the Big 12 might punch two or three tickets to the Final Four, I don't think is that crazy.
They could have all four tickets to the Final Four. In fact, I would argue that the Big 12 tournament, against the semifinals, maybe better than the Final Four this year.
Awesome.
Possible. Tytel.
Three possible matchups that catch my eye. First of all, if we get Arizona-Princeton, I don't think I would ever have looked forward to a game more in my life than that one. As far as an 8-9 game, if you can't get excited about Carolina versus Kentucky, I don't know if you're a true fan, because that would be amazing for an 8-9 first-round matchup. And then as much as I enjoy the Sun Devils missing out in the tournament, the chance for a 5-12, if we get them in there for some Hurley-on-Hurley action, would be amazing.
Oh, we could be possible. Yeah, if they found that last spot, they could have been matched up with UConn there. That's everybody, right? Oh, great. But hey.
So looking at the finished product, by the time the season ends, I'll probably start to agree a little more with where we have particularly some of the ACC teams like Duke and North Carolina and NC State and then Arkansas. But one of the things that I just can't stomach is just how poor those teams have been on the road, and the games they've won have
said on the road, Salika's leaving.
Yeah. And if you look at the games they won, Duke does have some impressive neutral floor games. And I think the committee, if we were guessing them, would have them about where our committee put them. But I just think that, like, you have to look not just at who they've beaten, but where they beat them and how hard it was to win the games that they've won. And even if they're beating good teams, if they're beating them at home and those teams have only won one or two road games, then you have to ask yourself, how hard was that really to do? How hard is it to beat Duke at home when everybody except Boston College has done it? So that's just one of the things I kind of peel back the onion. I know I look closely at that, but I'm really just looking at how hard it was to win the games that how hard was it for a team to win the games that they've won? And in Duke's case, well, particularly North Carolina and NC State's case, I just don't think they've won games that are all that hard to win yet, which is why I argued further down.
So Griggs's head will explode, as we've mentioned before, if Carolina wins in Durham and Duke wins.
If that happens, I'm calling my congressman. There needs to be a congressional review.
On that note, you can go ahead and look down below now, see the final bracket. Again, we're not doing it on the air because it will bore the hell out of all of you. And while I typed it all out, Griggs would be talking about road wins again and make us want to just, you know. But on behalf of Joby Fortson, David Griggs, John Salika, John Tytel, David Dorman, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again real soon.